I want to help you, Chiyo, she said, but I've been out too long. Hatsumomo will come looking for me if I don't hurry back. If she finds us together, I only have to ask a few questions, Pumpkin. Just tell me, how did Hatsumomo find out I've been entertaining the doctor at the Shrei Tea House? Oh, that, said Pumpkin. She tried to tease you a few days ago about the German ambassador, but you didn't seem to care what she said. You looked so calm. She thought you and Mameha must have a scheme going. So she went to Owajiumi at the registry office and asked what tea houses you've been billing at. When she heard the Shrei was one of them, she got this look on her face, and we started going there that same night to look for the doctor. We went twice before we finally found him. Very few men of consequence patronized the Shrei. That is why Hatsumomo would have thought of Dr. Crab at once. As I was now coming to understand, he was renowned in Gion as a Mizuage specialist. The moment Hatsumomo thought of him, she probably knew exactly what Mameha was up to. What did she say to him tonight? When we called on the doctor after you left, he wouldn't even speak with us. Well, Pumpkin said, they chatted for a while, and then Hatsumomo pretended that something had reminded her of a story, and she began it. There's a young apprentice named Sayuri who lives in my Okia. When the doctor heard your name, I'm telling you, he sat up like a bee had stung him, and he said, you know her? So Hatsumomo told him, well, of course I know her, doctor. Doesn't she live in my Okia? After this, she said something else I don't remember, and then, I shouldn't talk about Sayuri because, well, actually, I'm covering up an important secret for her. I went cold when I heard this. I was sure Hatsumomo had thought of something really awful. Pumpkin, what was the secret? Well, I'm not sure I know, Pumpkin said. It didn't seem like much. Hatsumomo told him there was a young man who lived near the Okia and that mother had a strict policy against boyfriends. Hatsumomo said you and this boy were fond of each other and she didn't mind covering up for you because she thought mother was too strict. She said she even let the two of you spend time together alone in her room when mother was out. Then she said something like, oh, but, doctor, I really shouldn't have told you. What if it gets back to mother after all the work I've done to keep Sayuri secret? But the doctor said he was grateful for what Hatsumomo had told him, and he would be certain to keep it to himself. I could just imagine how much Hatsumomo must have enjoyed her little scheme. I asked Pumpkin if there was anything more, but she said no. I thanked her many times for helping me, and told her how sorry I was that she'd had to spend the past few years as a slave to Hatsumomo. I guess some good has come of it, Pumpkin said. Just a few days ago, Mother made up her mind to adopt me. So my dream of having some place to live out my life may come true. I felt almost sick when I heard these words, even as I had told her how happy I was for her. It's true that I was pleased for Pumpkin, but I also knew that it was an important part of Mameha's plan that Mother adopt me instead.